You're listening to audio from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, where we train students to preach the Word and reach the world. For more free resources like this one, visit www.swbts.edu/media resources.
Dr. Patterson, this number's been all checked by your music dean, Dr. Johnson, yesterday. And if they did something wrong here, you fire Dr. Johnson. Now, they came on their own expenses. For one reason, say thank you for the America and the people of the United States. Because without men like Jack Paul, who served the U.S. military, and men like Dub Jackson, who brought gospel to our people, unless the U.S. military came intervene during the Korean conflict, this kid will not be here singing for you, God Bless America. And I want to say thank you for this great nation sending missionary 130 years ago. So when we were heathens, yet you brought the light of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Then when we were attacked by the communists, the American soldiers came, fought against the communists, and today the South Korea is a free, democratic, and wonderful Christian country. I want to thank God for this wonderful institution. I know I'm competing with children's choir, but if I didn't bring a little message, Dr. Page will not invite me back again. In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15 said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's a choice. What a privilege to return to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, this time with our FABC Korean Children's Choir. Every time I come to this great institution, I'm reminded of God's faithfulness and blessing. You should be proud of your rich heritage and tradition over 100 years of history, as we will as continue growth under the great leadership of Dr. Paige Patterson and highly dedicated faculty and staff and Mrs. Dorothy Patterson. I love your hat. I love your outfit. I love you all over. I have met many wonderful graduates of this great institution. God called men and women carrying their mission and tradition across the globe to fulfill the Great Commission and glorify God. Your effort to serve and reach the world for Christ are certainly making difference in ever-changing world, and I encourage you to keep up the good work for His kingdom. The Christians are to call to live a holy life in unholy world. This world does not welcome us with open arms because it is a competitive world. It is a busy world. It is a merciless world. It is an unfriendly world. It is a rich world. It's a selfish world. It's an unkind world. It's an indifferent world. God has called us to evangelize, not to westernize. William Force once said, "I dare not marry because future is too unsettled." William Penn said, "There's scarcely anything around us but ruin and despair." Benjamin Disraeli said, "In industry and in commerce and agriculture, there is no hope." Lord Grey said, "The lamps are going out all over Europe. We shall not see them lit again in our lifetime." I believe we live in a world of choices. If you go to the supermarket to shop for grocery, the choice is too great. Yesterday, one of my colleagues traveling with me had jet lag and problem with the sleeping. So Dr. Tom Song, I said, "Let's go to drugstore." He took us to Costco. And if you try to find a sleeping aid at the Costco, you have to go maybe 30 minutes around. I have to ask five people, where can I find some sleep aid? Finally, the last lady took me to big boxes of sleep aid. They bought the smallest box, has 175 pills in the little box. This is America. Wonderful country. And if you want some ice cream and go to Baskin Robbins, you'll have 31 kinds of ice cream from which to choose. If you go to a car dealer to buy an automobile, you really have a painful decision choosing what kind of color of automobile you are going to buy. I suggested you go buy Hyundai automobile. Among our daily choices are making options are friend or unfriend, confirm or ignore on Facebook. Well, I hope no one is checking and making those choices on Facebook right now. Additionally, beyond social media choice, we make many other choices in a day and in a lifetime. When you go to church, you have so many different churches from which to choose. When you go to life, when you choose life partner, your choice is very important. When you choose a business associate, your choice could affect your entire life. The choice we make determines the quality of life that is worth or not worth living. However, there are something in which we do not have a choice. For instance, the home where you were born and the country where we were born. We had no choice. It was determined without asking our opinions, our wishes. Ever since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they sinned against God. There has been killing, fighting, and wars. Some time ago, Time magazine had this article. 5,560 years of human history, there has been 14,531 wars been fought in our world. That's a 2.6 wars been fought every year past 5,000 years. Somebody asked, how much did it cost to fight those wars? Norwegian computer had the answer. During the time of Napoleon, well, I go back a little bit. During the time of BC 54, they have estimated it cost 75 cents to kill one enemy soldier. During the time of Napoleon, they have estimated it cost $3,000 to kill just one enemy soldier. During the First World War, they have estimated it cost $21,000 to kill one enemy soldier. During the Second World War, they have estimated it cost $200,000 to kill just one enemy soldier. I didn't believe it either until I went to Omaha, Nebraska, Strategic Air Command of the United States Air Force. General Colliday was showing me some airplanes. He said, this airplane cost $30 million. This cost $50 million. He said, we have airplane cost $100 million apiece. He said, I just come back from Vietnam. It's several years ago. While I was in Vietnam, he said, Viet Cong shot down 9 U.S. airplanes. He went on to say, 1968, 1969, the height of Vietnam War, American government spent every day $80 million to fight war in Vietnam. I'm not advocating war. I'm not disadvocating war. But that's how much it costs to kill one enemy soldiers. If there should be mass killed the World War III, they will estimate it will cost $1 million to kill just the one enemy soldiers. We as Christians, how much are we willing to spend to give a life, eternal life, to man or woman in our time? $20? $50? $100? Jesus said, what shall a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? God put premium on man's soul above anything else in this world, and I deeply appreciate what this institution emphasizes on evangelism. Jesus said, you go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, you go teach and make disciples. Again, in Luke 24:47, Jesus said, the gospel must be preached beginning in Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. John 21:20-21, when Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. For the last time, Jesus spoke about the world mission and world evangelization is Book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Samaria, and in Judea and in Samaria, and unto uttermost parts of the earth. And after he uttered those words, he ascended up to heaven. It's been more than 2,000 years ago, yet half of the world have yet to hear the news of Savior's death on the cross of Calvary. What a paradox. Yesterday, I took my two friends who are traveling with me. They want to see where President Kennedy was assassinated. So as soon as we got there, there's a fellow who self-toured. He showed us video, he showed us a newspaper, and he asked us for $20. So we gave him $20. He said he was shot right there. He was shot right there. November 22nd, 1963. Man was shot to death in the streets of Dallas, Texas. News of that man heard around the world less than 2 hours. The entire world took notice of the tragic death of President John F. Kennedy. Yes, some 2,000 years ago, man by the name of Jesus Christ was killed in the outside wall of Jerusalem, yet half of the world have yet to hear the news of Savior's death on the cross of Calvary. What a paradox. And you've been trained on this institution to evangelism. There's many hundreds and thousands of people out there who have never heard the gospel story that Jesus died, he was buried, on the third day he rose, and 40 days he ascended up to heaven. And he said, you go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You'll have to make the choice. One of the greatest choices that I made, as Dr. Paige Patterson told you, during the Korean War, I was a houseboy for the American soldiers. One day, Sergeant Carl Powers from Virginia asked me, would you like to go to America? Well, dream of every Korean teenager, they want to come to this great nation. Somebody asked me, how did you find out about America? I said, that's easy. One of the soldiers, GI, had the sales robot catalog, and I memorized every page of that catalog. If America's that good, I want to go. I made a choice. I was a baby in a family. My mother would not let me go because she said, I'm old. He's my last child. What about if I don't get to see him come back when he finishes study? Sergeant Carl Powers said, ma'am, I believe you will live 15 more years. You'll see him come back. She said, go ahead, take him. The greatest choice I made. When Sergeant Carl Powers asked me to come to the United States, I made a decision. You see, only English I knew then was I learned from American soldiers. Some of you been military, Jack. They use a lot of swearing words all the time. I thought that was good English. I came back, I couldn't use it. The few words I knew is hello, okay, presento, chop, chop. But I came, and he gave me a name tag, Sergeant Powers, to whom it may concern. Send this boy to Route 1, Box 75, Dent, Virginia. I made a choice to come. Then he sent me to Bob Jones Academy. Registrar said, let me see your school record. I didn't have any school record. But we didn't have one of those English tests those days that they could come in any school. I said, I didn't have any school record. My school was bombed during the Korean War, and it burned my record as the best thing ever happened during the Korean War. He said, what grade were you in? I said, I started 10th grade when the Korean War broke out. The dean said, we'll put you on the 9th grade in academy. If you don't get it at 9th grade level, we'll drop you to 8th grade. If you don't get an 8th grade level, we'll drop you to 7th grade. They didn't have any below 7th grade then. They got it now starting from kindergarten. So I start 9th grade. Well, my first semesters all fail, but teachers give me all D because this boy learned English, he could catch up. So second semester, I made the dean's list. I made a choice. Joined the Bob Jones Academy days. College student came to my dormitory room. He opened John 3:16. For God so loved the world. I had a Korean Bible. 하나님이 세상을 이처럼 사랑하사 독생자를 주셨으니 whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He explained to me the simple plan of salvation. Asked me, would you like to trust Christ as your Savior? First question I asked him, if I trust Christ, would he take away my homesickness? He said he not only take away homesickness, he give you peace, he give you joy, he give you happiness, he give you purpose. But he gave me a whole string of the blessings if you trust Jesus. I told him I would accept him. He said, let's kneel down, pray to receive Christ. And he asked me to pray. I didn't know how to pray. I never heard anybody pray. But he said, can you try it in Korean? I said, I'll try. 하나님, 나는 죄인입니다. 나의 죄를 용서해 주옵소서. After I finished Korean praying, he started praying English. I didn't know what he said, but after he finished, he put his arms around me. He said, I don't understand word you said, but we have God who understands Korean as well as English language. Amen. On the third floor dormitory bunk bed, I opened my heart to Christ and received him as my Savior. That's one of the best choices that I have ever made. I want to study political science and go back to Korea, become a politician. Because in Korea, politicians, they don't eat barley, they eat rice. All my life, I ate barley. 보리밥만 먹었어, 내가. I didn't want to eat barley rice no more. So if I get into politics, or become a congressional leader or the cabinet member, I don't have to eat barley. So I want to study political science. One day I was walking across that campus. God impressed upon my heart, you have so many politicians in your country. They don't need you. But God seems to say, I need you to take this gospel to your family who have never heard the gospel story. So I ditched the political aspiration, went into the college, prepared for the ministry, and then ready to graduate and go to graduate school. Well, in South Carolina, Dr. Patterson didn't have many Korean students back in early 50s. Only African-American and white Caucasians. Not many Asians. So the news got around school. There's one Korean girl coming to study at Bob Jones. Boy, my heart got... When she came, she was a 43 years old maid. Well, there's a little girl from Michigan. She was waiting our table. Every time food ran out, she go back in the kitchen, bring some more food. And I said to myself, if I marry that girl, I never go starve. I asked for her date, and she accepted. We dated 4 years. We married. She went with me to Korea. And passed 50 years. She never once said, let's go back to the United States. She made her home, Korea, and to be a helpmeet. And God has blessed the ministry far beyond our imagination. Amen. I have made a good choice. If there was Korean girl, I'd probably marry Korean girl, but I'm glad that there was no Korean girl at Bob Jones. I married this little girl from Michigan. She's been a wonderful helpmeet. You see, what kind of choice you make today is very important. in your life's ministry. These little girls, they pay their own way to come. They made a choice. And I believe after they've been here, I'm going to sign them up all Dr. Song's music class. And after they travel around, I'm going to go from here to Mississippi, Bear Haven. We're going to go from here to your brother's seminary in New Orleans. When Katrina hit, our church was able to send a little money over there because we love what they were doing. And I want you to make a good choice today. Some of you have a discouragement because financial reverse. Some of you have a problem with little children crying all the time when you write thesis. But never mind. Who told you get married before you finish your studies? But that's the choice you made. You have to live with it. May God bless you. Let's bring the children's choir back again. And I hope they're not go over. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this audio from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. If you want more information on our academic programs, or if you would like to support our mission, visit www.swbts.edu.